SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Recent leaks of classified information by the Harris-Biden administration are endangering Israel's plans to retaliate against Iran. On the Salem Media Group News program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Dr. Victoria Coates, Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, warns the classified leaks were very damaging.
Israel has now delayed any retaliation against Iran for the October 1st ballistic missile attack because they're going to have to go back to the drawing board and rethink this and rethink it without consulting with the United States, because there are elements within our own administration that are willing to expose this because they're in favor of the Iranians, not Israel.
Dr. Coates served as Deputy National Security Advisor in the first Trump administration. Her complete This Week on the Hill interview will be broadcast Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern on the Salem News Channel. Also at srnnews.com, Ukraine says Russia is now deploying North Korean soldiers to the battlefield.
According to Ukraine's intelligence service, the first units from North Korea's army have already started to arrive in combat zones, notably in Russia's Kursk region, where Ukrainian troops seized territory earlier this year. Kyiv estimates 12,000 troops have been training in Russia's Far East and been provided with ammunition, small arms, and winter clothing. President Zelensky has urged his allies to respond strongly to Moscow and Pyongyang's deepening cooperation. South Korea has already said it's considering whether to send lethal aid to Ukraine for the first time.
A person of interest now in custody in connection with the death of a soldier at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Officials say it's being investigated as a homicide. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Wales rejecting assisted suicide.
The vote was 26 to 19 against giving people the legal right to seek a doctor's help and taking their own life. However, the decision is not binding, since the power to establish assisted suicide in Wales lies with the British Parliament. That body is set to consider a suicide bill next month, and its backers had hoped the Welsh legislature would add its support. Pro-life advocates warn that a so-called right to die can very quickly become a duty to die for the old and handicapped. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christian relief groups hard at work in places devastated by the recent hurricanes. Members of Biltmore Church in Asheville, North Carolina, among those delivering relief to their neighbors affected by Hurricane Helene. That, despite the grieving from their own losses. In many cases, family members, many of those who are helping, have also lost their homes. This is SRN News. Ecuador extending power cuts to combat a severe energy crisis.
For more than a month, people in Ecuador have had to live with forced energy blackouts, plunging the country into darkness for hours on end. It's because of an energy supply that is being crippled by prolonged arid conditions, causing the country's worst drought in 60 years. Around 70% of Ecuador's energy comes from hydroelectric power, when water is released through dams, spinning turbines and creating electricity. But with drought comes little rainfall and falling water levels. The newest move has seen the blackouts almost double from 8 to 14 hours a day, a measure Ecuador's energy minister deemed painful but responsible.
That is BBC correspondent Jacob Evans reporting. Wall Street numbers at this hour. Mixed trading so far today. The Dow is off 65 points, S&P up 28, the NASDAQ ahead 224 points. More details at srnnews.com.